Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Running as fast as I can down the platform to make the May Music Express. I hope I've caught it in time.
Hi, Jim. Patrick, the intern from the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my May new music picks. My first pick is Trouble by New Zealand band Voom from their album Something Good Is Happening. I picked this song by Voom and Phaser Days in 2022, and they finally got around to releasing their third album 19 years after their last record. It contains Magic, which is the song I picked in 2022. My main criticism with Voom is that their driving force, Buzz Muller, can be pretty eclectic on records. Their other albums, 1998's Now I Am Me and 2006's Hello, Are You There, have some phenomenal songs on it, but they also have some really weird tunes on it as well. And I think this record is his most cohesive. There's so many great tunes on this one. But the tune I'm going to pick is the second track on the album, Trouble. It was a single back in April, but I thought I'd wait until I heard the whole album before making a pick on it. It's definitely got a mid to late 90s vibe, but it's also a bit kind of lo-fi and grimy, which gives it its charm. And it's just some really great songwriting from Buzz. Let's hope it doesn't take another 19 years for a fourth Voom album to come out. My second song, I'm going to go a bit heavier. Well, a lot heavier. My second pick is The Tales of War by Orbit Culture from a forthcoming album called Death Above Life. I've heard of Orbit Culture a bit over the years and they've never really grabbed me, but this song, yeah, it's just something different. The song is massive. The song is huge. The drums are huge. There's riffs upon riffs upon riffs. The vocals are awesome, and there's even some clean vocals in the chorus to offset the harsh vocals by Nicholas Carlson in the chorus. It's killer. I played this song a lot, just walking around with earbuds in the car at work. It's just phenomenal. Just so good. Yeah, I don't know what else to say about it. Just give it a listen. That's all from me. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
This is a very out-of-breath Roger Grace in Montrose in Scotland, running as fast as I can down the platform to make the May Music Express. I hope I've caught it in time. Anyhow, here's my picks for the month of May. I've not listened to an awful lot of music outside of bands and groups of records I've already bought but weren't released in May, so it's short and sweet really for me. I've got two picks, and I hope you'll allow me a third honourable extra. So the first is a new country song, and I do love new country, from Reba McEntire, Miranda Lambert, and the wonderful Lainey Wilson, and it's called Trailblazer. Reba seems to have been around since I was very young and shows no signs of slowing down. It's an amazing song from the three women, and if you like country music, like I do, it's well worth checking out.
To have someone to lean on. seen one.
The second is from an artist who performs under the name Billy No Mate. She's just brought out her third album called Metal Horse, and she was on Jules Holland recently. The album came out in May, so I can tick that box. And the song from that I'd like you to play is called The Test. She's very good. She's full of energy. She has a bass player with her and a drummer as well. It's a great song, and the album's well worth checking out as well. And she's on tour in October and November as well for anyone in the UK who wants to go and see her. The third song is going to come into yet another new category called I Didn't. It wasn't released in X month, but I heard it in X month. So to explain further, Jules Holland's wonderful programme is back on again at the moment, and I'll double check. You can watch it on BBC America, so please check it out, because Billy No Mates was on there recently, and this artist as well. So singer-songwriter Jojo Orme, and she goes by the group name, because she's got musicians with her, called Heartworms. She's just brought out an album at back end of April called Glutton and Punishment, and the track from that I'd like you to play is Extraordinary Wings. It's called, some of her music is classed as post-punk and also post-punk dance, which is a bit of a head twister for me on what post-punk dance music could be. But anyway, album came out in April, but she was on the wonderful Jules Holland in May. So this is my, it wasn't released in May, but I heard it in May section. So I hope you'll include it. Anyway, that feels me like I'm rambling on far too much. There's a whole host of new music already out in June. So it will be a bumper crop and even Mrs. Grace's Sport for Choice this month with songs. Anyway, as ever, from a very out of breath from rushing for the train, Roger Grace in Montrose. So long, farewell, and goodbye.
Played the song a lot, just walking around with earbuds in the car at work. That's just phenomenal, just so good.